condenó, ¿verdad? Desde hoy, sí, también me quiero. Says, but this is because of us. Support. Okay, so it's good that we do this dance, porque tú me quedas en un momento que conozco la gente.
Allora, la Calabria è la più bella regione d'Italia.
La Calabria is the most beautiful region of Italy.
Quindi questo è già un iniziale invito e vi invitiamo a venire in Calabria e ora vi spiegheremo il perché.
She said this is already a good reason to go in Calabria and now she's going to tell you why.
La Calabria è bella per il suo paesaggio, perché quasi tutte le coste che la circondano che sono incastonate tra il mar Ionio e il mar Tirreno, per il paesaggio dei proprietari.
La Calabria è anche lì, ci sono delle immagini.
Per la bellezza dell'entroterra, dei propri corpi, per anche le scoperte archeologiche. Infatti diciamo che la Calabria, la più importante scoperta archeologica del 1900 è stata proprio come in Calabria, per la scoperta dei bronzi di ghiaccio, che sicuramente conoscerete.
Okay, now I'm going to translate because I'm not actually a translator, so but I'm going to tell you what Gina said. So, first of all, the Calabria is one of the most beautiful regions, we already said that. But the reason are, we have a beautiful coastline, 800 kilometers. So, there is a lot of beach there. And also, we have a mountain. We have a beautiful mountain, there is the Sila, where people go to ski. Yes, actually, is you know, there is a lot of mountains, lakes, waterfall, so it's a beautiful region. A thousand, no, that's good, a thousand Michelle because, yeah. So, and also because, now we're going to tell you, it's fantastic.
In fact, oggi vorrei
parlare about the bronzi di Riace,
che vi invitiamo a visitare, che si trovano al Museo Civico di Reggio Calabria.
Who heard about the bronzi di Riace? Okay, the Calabrians, of course, they did. The bronzi di Riace was an amazing discovery of the 1900s. And they're gorgeous, they're beautiful. And then if you have a chance, you can look at the image in the back and you see them. So, but enough going to talk about food.
Oggi però vorremmo parlare non solo della bellezza paesaggistica della Calabria, ma anche della bellezza dei sapori, dei sapori e degli odori che sono tipici proprio del territorio calabrese.
Of course, today we are here to talk about the ingredients and the product, typical product of Calabria. We have a product that nobody else has in Calabria. Start from the cedro, for example, right?
Il bergamotto
that is famous from Reggio Calabria's area. And we have the licorice that is amazing. And then we have the peperoncino calabrese.
Il peperoncino calabrese che benché proveniente appunto dal Nuovo Mondo, dagli Stati Uniti, è trovato però in Calabria in ampia diffusione.
Esatto.
La spezia dei poveri.
Esatto. So, it's called the peperoncino, the spice of the peperoncino. And,
in Calabria, anzi come regione abbiamo censito circa 250 prodotti tipici regionali che sono intimamente connessi proprio al territorio di provenienza. Di alcuni ne parlavi tu, meritano un cenno fondamentale proprio perché fanno parte anche della dieta mediterranea, sicuramente l'olio extravergine d'olio.
Yes, it's very important. The extra virgin olive oil is one. We are second in the country, right, to produce extra virgin olive oil. Not everybody knows.
Calabria non solo viene prodotto da aziende che appunto svolgono questa attività, ma molte famiglie trasformano proprio le olive in olio per consumo personale, quindi comunque una tradizione antichissima.
It's true, almost everybody that has in the backyard some beautiful olive tree. They actually make it for their own, you know, family business. They make their own oil for their own.
Altri prodotti appunto come citavi tu il bergamotto, che ha una menzione particolare, non solo per le proprietà salutistiche che nuovamente lo ricollegano all'interno della dieta mediterranea, ma ricordiamo che questo agrume che si produce solo nella provincia di Reggio Calabria e in nessun'altra parte al mondo è utilizzato proprio dall'industria profumiera, perché dalla buccia del bergamotto si produce l'essenza che viene utilizzata nei più famosi profumi al mondo.
Yes, Gina, I want to remind you that the bergamotto, which is only found in Reggio Calabria, is not just important, it's an agrume. How do you call agrume? Citrus. Citrus, it's a citrus. And it's also important because the skin can produce a perfume, so there is il profumo al bergamotto.
Molto importanti sono anche appunto i salumi calabresi che derivano dalla trasformazione del maiale. Anche il maiale appartiene intimamente all'economia calabrese, perché appunto utilizzare comunque mangiare il maiale è una sorta di assicurazione contro la carestia per le famiglie, diciamo per un tempo, per le famiglie più povere, e no, e anche trasformarlo era comunque un modo per fare testa e anche per i conigli.
Yes, an important animal in Calabria is the pig, where we make the insaccati, the cured meat, right? That I don't know if it's available here. Can we import the cured meat? I ask yes, no, restaurateurs, no, from Calabria. Why not?
They have to have a license.
Okay, so yes, you know, yes,
the original Gandulia is it's aged, and the spiciness of the peperoncino really kills most of the bacteria in the meat. But the United States is very rigid, and hence, to be imported, it has to be pasteurized. And that means that it has to be risen to a certain temperature to bring it in. So there are little jars of Gandulia which you can buy, and they're delicious. If you go to Calabria, you get the authentic. It's actually in the budello, in the intestines of the pig, and it's made out of the remnants when you kill a pig, and about 50-55% of this salami is fat and some lean meat of the pig, and then there's about 40-50% of peperoncino. So it's intense, and it becomes this kind of paste, this spread that you can spread. And it's delicious spread on bread, but also it is delicious when you use just a spoonful to really spice up and excite your soups, vegetable soups, sauces, tomato sauces. Just a little bit will take you a long way with pasta. So it's something for all of you to explore in your kitchen.
Now I have a question. When did you try the first time at Gandulia? Because we know Lydia is a
Gandulia. I have a lot of Calabrian friends here. Yes. Some of them are right here.
Okay.
And inevitably, when you visit in a Calabrian home, they pull out this Gandulia. And the first thing, the bruschetta, that the Calabrese is a nice toasted piece of bread with this spread of a good bottle of wine. So I've had the Gandulia, you know, in friends' houses here.
Okay.
And this is all, mind you, the one that I had was smuggled in Gandulia because you couldn't bring it in.
Of course.
But certainly going back, you know, I go back to Italy so often to do research. And Calabria is one of those unique regions that recently, actually, I'm collaborating with them, but I've been there very often because it has such unique, intense flavors and products. And Gandulia being one of them.
Thank you. So here we go. I'm back with Gina. Anything else, Gina? Lydia, thank you for explaining better the Gandulia.
È un formaggio, è un salume spalmabile, come ha detto Lydia, prodotto insieme a Cipro, misurato a Cipro, prodotto originariamente nella zona di Vibo Valentia in Calabria, ma che diciamo, spilling anche di San Rocco, ma che comunque viene prodotto oramai in gran parte della Calabria.
Benissimo. Any other prodotto? Qualche altro prodotto?
No, non abbiamo parlato dei prodotti caseari che si ottengono dalla trasformazione del latte, come il caciocavallo dopo, il cordonese dopo.
Il caciocavallo
è siciliano, sono trasformati di pasta filata di latte di mucca, che si mangiano più o meno stagionati, a differenza invece del pecorino giapponese che fa con latte.
And you know that we actually find, you know, the nice things that you can find most of the product that we are going to cook, you can find it over here, correct?
Sì, sì.
Possiamo trovare i prodotti. So, after you learn how to make this recipe, you go shopping, and then you go home and you make it. Giusto, Lidia?
I think some of the products you didn't mention, which are very unique, is the cipolla di Tropea. Tropea is
a cipolla. Cesare was carrying that to Cipolla first.
It's a magnificent city on the Tyrrhenian Sea. And in that area is this wonderful cipolla. It looks like a submarine, if you will, long, purple, and it is delicious. So much so, it's a limited amount because the Queen of England, every year she orders a stash. So she makes sure that she has it. And again, getting it here fresh might not be as easy. But they do wonderful sottacetti and preservation and jams out of this cipolla. The other ingredient that I discovered that I loved in Calabria was licorice.
Yes.
And now you go on the Ionian coast. You go down, Italy, you look at Italy, and there's the boot, there's the tip, and there's the instep. That's the Ionian Sea, and in that instep, licorice prevails. And what's amazing about licorice is a bush. And it grows not too far from the sea. And the roots of that bush is what licorice is. So they pull it out, and you have these long twigs, if you will, cut it in pieces, and they cook it for a, and cook it and cook it and cook it, and have this black kind of molasses like this, and then it reduces into licorice. So there's the licorice also to be discovered in Calabria.
And I'm curious, how many of you knows what the licorice is?
Yeah.
Okay, licorice is a popular thing.
It is delicious.
So I think we are ready. Chef Luca, are you ready? Chef Luca, he left. The pasta is ready, so and so. Okay, so Gina, you still have to talk. Ancora. Yes, let's talk about the cedro.
Il cedro che è prodotto nella costiera di Redi, Calabrese, provincia di Cosenza. È un agrume molto particolare perché utilizzato nella tradizione ebraica nella festa dei Capodanno, è un
altro
proverbio
del mondo,
tra l'altro
è quello del mondo. Yes, so and now, because she is so much more, she knows more. Lidia, can you talk about the cedro?
Now the cedro. Yes. The cedro is essential. But what's unique about it is that there's this big leather bag, and it has the pulp inside is not really the important. The juice is not really important. It is the pith, the white part between the skin and the center. And yes, you use the skin because the skin has the oils and the essence and the flavor. You use the center because it has the acidity and the lemon juice. But what I really experienced there for the first time, I had a great dinner in a family. And we were in this, under this cedro tree or whatever, and they took this cedro and cleaned out the center, and cleaned out the peel, if you will, all the things that I would use. And they cut out the pith, the little pieces, and we ate that after meal. It was so refreshing. But what's so wonderful about this food is that it has a lot of aroma. It candies very well. It's, if you candy it and you continue, then you can use it in the festivities. And it is a food that's used very much in the Jewish traditions of the holidays.
Thank you. So a lot of people trying to tell me something, but I don't understand what. Carolina, you said what's going on.
Yeah.
We didn't
have the problem too.
Yeah, she's right, you see. Okay, how many of you know Brindiamo? Since the tell me about you. What? Tell who you are.
Well, some people are very long time residents, except for India. I'm celebrating yesterday or 2 days ago, 33 years.
Wow.
And I am in a small little town in Rockland County. When people see my restaurants down there, they say, how did you survive 32 years? You know, but then I also had many other restaurants, the historical Hoho cuisine for many years. And now this year, because the trend, we dismantled the whole restaurant and we created two avenues, a casual, you know, casual good restaurants for the millennium and for everybody, and then a state-of-the-art catering where we will do music.
I have to go and film the other show. Okay, I'm going to Joe now. Joe, you remember when we started to bring Diamo?
Actually, I remember when we started. The first one that is to the film video and support. And then now we are 35 years in Brooklyn, Harold Garden. And if you want the Anduja, you come to Marco Polo. We serve the Anduja. Marco Polo. And we have a place of wine, we have wine from Calabria, we have the pasta from Calabria, olio from Calabria too. So we try to keep it traditional from my own town, from my region, and from Italy. God bless Italy and God bless America.
And also Calabria. Exactly. It's true. Joe Chirico actually has, he was dreaming of something. I tell you what. He has an adorable son that he left to cook, I guess, just now. And he was only 16 when we filmed the first show. And now he's 26, 27, and he's a fantastic chef. And it's true, when I go film the show there, we always make a typical dish from the region of Calabria. So you buy here, you go there, I mean, Calabria is all over the world. Now, chef, are we ready? I don't know what else to say about Brindiamo, otherwise I'm going to eat Lydia. She's going to check, of course, and then she said, tutti a tavola a mangiare.